B-Pod Studios.
I feel like I'm at mass.
Let's make some noise, come on!
Yes.
This is...
The Stations of the Cross.
The Nick Foles Faith Line.
How's everyone doing?
Forever known now, forever. Known as the Nick Foles Faith Line.
Let's make some noise, come on!
Because Nick Foles has taught us, Philadelphia fans, the notion of true faith.
You have to.
He delivered it with the Super Bowl last year. We all believed. And no matter what happens, we've believed in this run. And he shows again yesterday. Therefore, the line will forever be known as the Nick Foles Faith Line.
And it's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. So let's get right to the business. Andrew said it was humming last night, Ant. The line was, there was smoke coming out of the voicemail box. So here it is. Let's see what came in last night on the Nick Foles Faith Line.
I woke up this morning and I was like, Monday, I don't want to go to work. And then I remembered what it must be like to be Cody Park. Cody Parking for mayor. Let's go, Bird.
Yeah, he's having a rough day.
Oh, all the memes involving Cody Parking. Oh. There's the new one where it's the new symbol for Coke, but it's choke.
Fanatics. Have you seen the Sandra Bullock Bird Box movie that everyone is talking about now?
Yes.
They had one where they had her face with the blindfold on over Cody Parker's body.
I saw some. Well, somebody redid the commercial, the Pepsi commercial, where the Ice the Kicker commercial.
Oh,
and it hits the upright, and they spliced in all the Cody Parkey and stuff from yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
These things are hilarious, and people just keep, they just keep doing it. I love it. Keep them coming.
It's great.
And
it's great.
That'll be part of the hype videos that are coming up. And what's that song by, was it Daniel Powder or something like that? Say You Had a Bad Day? Say You Had a Bad Day.
Yeah, that's Cody
Parkey's theme song today.
Well, yeah, or it's the Southwest Airlines commercial.
Yeah.
Want to get away?
Yes. What's next?
Doink.
Oh, my
doink.
God. Are you kidding me? You got doinked twice. So go home. You got doinked twice. Yeah, most people only get doinked once. You got doinked twice. I can't even stop laughing. Like, oh, my God, dude. There's something special with this dude.
It's a double doink.
The double doink is right. And you can't tell me that the double doink was not somehow made by Nick Foles.
He had something to do with it.
I gotta believe it.
Well, how about this? Did you know this? That we know that Nick Foles didn't finish enough snaps in the Redskin game to get that $1 million bonus?
Yeah.
Oh, but he got one yesterday. Foles in his contract, in his rework deal, calls for him to earn $500 for playing 33% of a team's snaps in a playoff game. And another $500,000 if the Eagles win that game. Well, he played more than 33% yesterday, and they won. $1 million payday. He's set for another big bonus, assuming that Foles takes 33% more of the offensive snaps against the Saints this weekend. He is cashing bonus checks.
Yeah, man.
That is crazy. What's next?
Nick Foles is our quarterback. Trade Wentz, dude. Trade him. You got to go. Like, this dude, like, literally drove us down the field to win the game.
See, why you're such an ass. Why do people have to even call? We haven't talked about Wentz all day today. He's a non-factor right now. He's not available. It doesn't matter. Like, why do you even have to go in that direction? And to say he's got to go is as stupid as it gets. Like, we should. That's not a conversation for today.
Yeah. I agree.
That guy's a Neanderthal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Enjoy. Let's just enjoy what the man is doing.
Only now you do that.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah. I don't know what the point of that conversation is right now. What's next?
Hey, guys. To be here, Matt Nagy. Don't want to miss you guys, but I gotta say, I had to give you guys this one. There's no way I could come back and be listening to Flyers talk or basketball talk about Jimmy Butler or Markel Fultz. It's all about the Eagles here. Let's get it back to the Eagles.
Well, there is an interesting Jimmy Butler conversation.
Oh, man. I mean, we can't even talk about it because...
No.
We don't have time, but the Jimmy Butler testing Brett Brown on his offense is a real story that happened Friday after we got off the air.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, and how that's going to portend into the future is going to be extremely interesting because we know the history of Jimmy Butler. Now, didn't Jimmy Butler's ex-coach just get canned?
Tibbs.
Thibodeau?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that last night. It came across the wire. And that the original story about what you're talking about came out on Friday via, I think, Ramona Shelburne and Woj.
Yeah.
That was an interesting read coming up on Friday. And we'll have to have that discussion later time. And we also got to get an Anthony Gargano selection on the national championship tonight.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this game tonight.
Yeah, I am too.
Sad
Alabama to Clemson, yeah.
It's sad to me, though.
Why?
Because the college football season's over.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
You know what sucks is next week is the last real weekend of football.
Yeah.
Because then you have
multiple games.
Championship games and that's over.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I love the, like, wild card weekend's awesome, but it sucks because, you know, this is it. Last game, the last weekend with four games.
I'm driving down to Atlantic City on Saturday, and I'm literally counting on my hands how long it's going to be until college football and the NFL starts again. It's not even over yet this year.
I know.
I'm going 8 months until they're in training camp, and then nine. Okay, it's not that far away.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner. You know what I mean?
I know. It sucks. It's the best.
It's like fleeting, though. It happens like that. Every year, it comes.
Well, that's why I want to push it into March.
Yeah, we need to get that done. What's next?
Oh my God! What did I just say? What did I just say?
That is an immediate reaction after the game because you're going, "What did I just see? Did that really double doink?" Now I didn't even realize the second doink. Until well after, and I was wondering why it took the referees what seemed like an eternity, even though it was like a half a second. Like, why are they not signaling if it's good or if it's bad? And I'm waiting for them to look up to kind of pull that shade back move.
I did too. I was like a little bit. I was worried. Like, wait, did I see right? Did I see? You know?
Yeah.
Because we were doing it again. We were doing our fourth quarter on FanCred, Mike and I. And I didn't know. I'm looking. I'm like, did he definitely miss it? And I was ahead of Mike.
Oh, so your TV was ahead.
So my TV was ahead of Mikey. Of Mikey Miss. Well, it's kind of an advantage. It's also kind of a disadvantage because on a situation like that, I almost don't want to watch it.
Yeah,
I almost would rather I hear the response than actually watching.
You're one
it,
of those
it,
guys.
Oh, dude, watching it is it just
oh, I'm not grind, one of those guys.
It grinds your innards.
How can you watch it? See, if you didn't watch it, you know that they missed it, but you don't know how they missed it.
No. It's one of those I watch with my fingers, oh, like my hand over my face, but my fingers create an opening. Like, I literally was on eggshells. Like, your innards get, like, grind down.
Mm-hmm. That's why when the game's over, you're like, you're exhausted. You're like, oh.
Completely exhausted.
Now, speaking of that, after we get done here on the Nick Foles Faith line, we are going to hear what it sounded like on the Fanatic with Pat Egan on the air and Joe Torti. What that sounded like. Stay tuned.
So for about a minute and a half straight, I ran around yelling, no good, no good, no good at the top of my lungs. Then as the jubilation started to subside a little bit, it dawned on me, we have to go back to that cesspool of a city, New Orleans. I'm a little nervous, fellas. Let's go. You, Drew Brees.
Yeah, you know, the game, like, they got beat so bad in that game that I just see a different result. All of us have watched sports for a long time. We understand sports. And one of the things about sports is that what happens on a regular season somehow evens out the next time you meet. It's not a blowout. And in fact, I think it's a really, really close game. And I think the Eagles win the game.
It's a similar fashion to the game this week, only in a sense that it's really close, but not that it's going to be defensive like this game was.
I mean, this is a little bit different, but you know, a couple weeks ago, the Ravens went into San Diego, into Los Angeles, and beat the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think it helped that the Chargers saw a kind of a gimmick offense with Lamar Jackson, and they came up with a great defensive game plan, great game plan. But the game was completely different. Like, yeah. The Ravens moved up and down the field on L.A., and then Sunday it was opposite.
Yeah.
I could see the opposite being, you know, happening here.
Jamal Hutchinson tweets and he goes, when the bear fell down behind the goalpost, that's when I knew I could jump for joy.
Wow. You see the that's bear? Great, yeah.
Mascot, and he fell down, you knew it didn't go through.
Yeah.
Tony Parkin. Tony! Hold on, those bears!
There you go. See, he's pumped up. And I asked people, I said, I want the hype videos. I've gotten like 70 hype videos sent to me already.
Really?
Yeah. People are DMing me and tweeting me with them and hitting me on Facebook with Eagles hype videos. Man, I got a lot of work to do.
All right. So what I want to do is sprinkle along during the Nick Foles faith line. We got to come up with a new bed, though. You're the man with the ear.
Yeah.
This bed doesn't work. It's too hard.
You want to go something a little tamer?
Yeah, it's got to be something more uplifting, less...
This song's called Orion.
Yeah.
You want something a little more uplifting, but not religious.
No, but a little bit more... It's got
less aggressive.
Yeah, this is aggressive. Come on.
Oh, yeah, it's Metallica.
Well, exactly. Like,
exactly, this radio station could use an edge musically.
Yeah, but my
10-cent thought.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but for the line that's the faith line, the Nick Foles faith line, it needs to be different feel to it. This is angry sports fan.
Yeah.
We're not angry. Like,
we're floating.
And quite frankly, shame on me, because I should have thought of this earlier. Ever since the Super Bowl, the whole thing's different.
The vibe.
It is. Yeah. And you know what? You know, times when the faith line becomes a little agitated and have edge to it.
And sometimes you may lose faith for a brief.
You're right.
With certain teams.
But it should never change.
I have a hit that needs replacement. I'm going down to see St. Nick at the NovaCare Center and have him lay his hands on my head. Heal me, Nick. Heal me.
See that?
N-I-G-L-E-S.
Eagle. The masses believe.
See, he's not Nick the Healer. Like, that won't be his name when we look back in history. It won't be Nick the Healer. Because if that was the case, he could have healed Carson. But he's not Nick the Healer. We got to come up with his name that'll go on for eternity. It's not Nick the Healer, though.
No, he's definitely not the healer. He's more of a rescuer.
The man who keeps the faith alive.
Well, but he rescues you, right? Like, Foles somehow has this knack of rescuing you.
Mm.
So, if you look at it, right? Like, how is his play? Like, his play, he'll, you know, even if, like, he threw the bad interception in the end zone, but it doesn't matter because he still rescues the game. Because
you'll be born again.
So, it's all about, like, you know, he's a savior. He's a rescuer.
Yeah, the savior. Nick the savior. Could be.
I mean, saying Nick it is.
Well, here's the thing. When Carson goes out last year, you go, my faith is gone. But then he brings you back. He saves you and brings you back, and he makes you a born-again believer. Nicky born again. That's what he does. He did it again.
I mean, it's true. Yeah, it's true.
Guy just keeps doing it. It's the same thing. You question your faith, and he restores it. Nick the Restorer? Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
I think St. Nick just works.
Or BDN, as he's known in some circles.
Yeah, but that's blasphemy.
You're right about that.
And now for the rematch of Week 11, where Nick Foles or Darren Sproles did not play. And it was a very disappointing loss. But this is what I wanted to say to the Saints. We ready. We ready. We ready.
Oh, yeah. Hey, like you said before the game, man, we ain't sneaking in. We kicked the motherfucking door down. I mean, we in this party. Nobody wanted us in, but guess what they got to deal with now?
Ready.
Keep your mind right, man. Keep playing as a family. Keep fighting. Keep having fun, right? Family, three. 1, 2, 3. Hey!
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That was incredible. All right. I want you to hear this, too. This belongs during this segment. And all, again, don't forget, send all your hype videos to us,
yep,
to Jason, and we'll play them during this segment, man. It's all about faith and your own interaction. This is the best time of the year for this. So Jason Peters earlier had this to say. This is an amazing quote. I love this quote. We comments. And you have the audio of this?
Now, I hate to bring bad news. I think it was just a typo because he said we coming. There was no.
Oh.
But the rest of the quote is still fantastic.
Oh, man. I like the plural better.
This is courtesy of Zach Rosenblatt. He just sent it to me via email.
So Zach had it of NJ.com, and he talked to Jason. I like the we comings better. Like, all right, but let's hear
I can
it.
Add an S at the end if you want.
I mean, you felt disgusted. We didn't play well at all. They ran up the score, and we won them again. We got them again, and this time, hey, we coming. I mean, it's definitely not going to be the same outcome.
We coming.
We coming.
We coming. Because we coming
is awesome.
Yeah.
We coming. We coming.
I like
coming
that.
This time.
Disrespected the gods.
Yes.
There you
we
go.
Coming.
Nick Foles Faith Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Hit the line tonight, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. And Andrew will go through and find the best of the best for tomorrow. And we'll check them all out coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock right here on the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Let's hear this audio of what it sounded like on The Fanatic as the game and the kick was made. You ready?
Oh, you got it. All right. Yeah.
This is Pat Egan and Joe Torti, I believe, Andrew.
Yeah, and the big dog.
Oh, and the big dog's there, too. Oh, I didn't know that the big dog was involved. All right.
Yeah, that's the big dog, huh?
All right, so this is the end of the game last night.
I don't think he's going to make this.
I do. I think they used up all their
room
last season.
Stazek, get out from under the desk.
Jesus. Cody Parkey. Snap, hold.
No good.
He missed it!
He got it in.
Oh, no! Yeah, there you go, baby!
He missed it! Yes!
That's awesome.
Yes! He missed it! And Matt Nagy can do nothing but stare in absolute disbelief! Cody Parkey, you beautiful soul! Yes!
And the Philadelphia Eagles will advance!
All right.
Oh, wow.
That was great.
They thought he made it because they thought it went off the
yeah.
The upright it in.
That was fun. That was a great listen. That was cool.
Oh, how about Egan having it? They're not going to make it. And boom, he goes off.
Joe, the big dog was funny.
He's under the table.
Joe Torti says, yeah, get him from under the table. I was under the table yesterday.
Yeah, well, you're looking through your fingers. 610-632-0975.
Oh, your innards is getting grind down.
That's why it's great, though. Feels good on the other side. We're back after this.
All right, let me tell you about the Yonkels. They're starting something new this year over at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. During the Start Something New sales event, drive home a new Jeep for only $129 a month. That's right, for just $129 a month. Only in Family, you get oil changes, state inspection, and a loaner car at no charge. In Family, your buying experience is always fun, fast, and friendly with the best service after the sale. That's the Yonkels, Greg and Paul. You love them, man. You go down, they're all excited. They all got their masks on. Come down and see Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations during the Start Something New sales event. Because at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. Yeah, your family in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online anytime, familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Fanatic Sports Update.
down to the wire. This Fanatics Sports Update is brought to you by Vidian Chevrolet.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, it's 1:30, and this is awesome. Jace, you got a discovery. Somebody sent this in to you.
Yeah, Jake Granoff on Twitter.
All right, this is unbelievable. No, we're not going to say anything. We want you to listen to the lyrics from this ZZ Top song. Just listen to the lyrics.
Let me tell you the name of the song. Yeah. Jesus Just Left Chicago. All right, Andrew.
All right.
Give me a little ZZ Top. It's ZZ Top, WZ14.
Jesus just left Chicago, and he's back for New Orleans.
Come on!
Well, now Jesus just left Chicago.
How's everyone doing?
And he's back for New Orleans.
Jesus just left Chicago, he's bound for New Orleans.
Oh, I love it.
Let's make some noise, come on!
Working from one end to the other, and all points in between.
There's one more line you gotta hear.
Took a dive to Mississippi. Well, muddy water turned to wine.
Muddy water turned to wine.
Took a dive through Mississippi.
Now here's the part where Cowboy fans aren't going to be happy.
Yeah.
Right here.
Then out to California.
Out to California.
Jesus. All right. That's cool. Fake that
down. Disney World.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. Jesus just left Chicago, and he's going to New Orleans.
Yeah, he's bound for New Orleans.
And then it said he's going to California.
Yeah, it says Jesus left Chicago, and he's bound for New Orleans. Well, now Jesus left Chicago, and he's bound for New Orleans, working from one end to the other and all points in between. And then the other one took the jump through Mississippi, then out to California through the forest and the pines. Take me with you, Jesus.
That's outrageous. Jesus just left Chicago.
I got those eerie chills.
Are you kidding
me?
And he's going to New Orleans.
That's outrageous.
And then at the end of the song, it says, you might not see him in person, but he'll see you just the same. You might not see him in person, but he'll see you just the same. Yeah, yeah. You don't have to worry. Because he taking care of business is his name.
That is outrageous.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, Jesus just left Chicago from ZZ Top. Billy Gibbons on vocals there, Anthony. I love the E-blues scale of that song.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
That's outrageous.
Art imitating life, or life imitating previous art. That is amazing. Unreal. Let's get back to the phones. Tom in Deptford on the Fanatic. What's up, Tom?
Yeah, he's Moses. That was Moses, partner Red Zone, and a partner Red Sea. That's who he is, Nick Foles, and I've been telling you that, guys. But let's look at something. He was 6-for-8. He had a time of possession of over 5 minutes on that last drive, okay, and he had 70 yards. Okay, that's unbelievable. And he had a 6'8 defensive end barreling down with him on fourth down. He sidearms it. Wait for Tate to make a move so the defender can't get in front of him and puts it perfect on the goal line.
It was outrageous.
It's an Aaron Rodgers type throw.
And it's and here's all I'm trying to say. We're all wondering why he's doing this. It's because his time of possession. He doesn't throw the ball all the way down the field when he don't have to. He lets the defense give him what he got. If he dinks and dunks, instead of going to make it maybe a 10 or 12-yard play, he'll make it 10. He keeps the chains moving. The time of possession is what won that game yesterday.
Well, the time of possession was split pretty much down the middle.
Well, I'm telling you what happened. There were certain plays in that game, okay? He had what's his name coming across the side. He floats the ball over to Earth. To Jeffries, lets him make a catch and gets another 10 yards out of it. The things that he does, that's how you win that game, because your defense is so strong, so fast and so quick. You had to keep them on the field. You wore them down.
Well, the time of possession was 30 minutes, 48 seconds to 29-12. So it's pretty much split down the middle. So stop with the time of possession.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
It was equal.
You won the game because he drove them 60 yards. I mean,
third down conversion.
Like all you got to do is say he drove them. This is to your point, Tom. Nick Foles drove them down 60 yards. And on fourth down and two, he throws a game-winning touchdown pass, basically what it turns out to be.
Yeah. He was 6-for-13. The Eagles were 6-for-13 on third down. And the Goddard one, you won't find a bigger third down than that. The Alshon one on that drive. They were 3rd and 9, and Goddard picked up 10. And that ball was thrown to him 3 yards. He had to get the other 7 by spinning off a tackler and getting beyond the sticks. It was a tremendous play. And his balance is sensational, Goddard. I mean, he's going to be a weapon going forward for this team.
You know, it's amazing.
I love the way he plays.
The embarrassment of Richardson at tight end. Like, you have two, like, absolute studs. And in case you're missing, take a look at Baldy, at Baldy NFL, on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, you watch the video.
It's unbelievable. What Zach Ertz does to Khalil Mack, you don't win. Nick Foles isn't upright. Unless Zach Ertz, who couldn't block a shadow, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't block a shadow last year. And what he did to Khalil Mack was unbelievable.
It was perfect technique, wasn't it?
Perfect.
He got the inside positioning on the inside shoulder.
Yes.
He kept the hands free. It was amazing. And you're not talking about some run-of-the-mill defensive lineman. You're talking about the guy who may be the defensive player of the year.
Yes.
Him or Aaron Donald. I mean, it is crazy how good it was. Let's go to Brad in Haddon Heights on the Fanatic. What's up, Brad?
Yo, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I got a quick song for you, and then I got a little poem for you.
All right, get off that speakerphone for me to start off, all right?
You got it, buddy. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. My little song goes like this. Da 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 da, doink doink doink.
It's a good one, Brad.
I love it.
Like at the end of the mass,
yeah.
You go with the double doink. Now we got all
doink,
these
doink doink.
We were talking about the name of Foles, Nick the blah blah whatever, right? So all these people are tweeting in Nick the closer. Some guy, Philip Burner, goes, he's a shepherd. To your point, leading us through the valley of the darkness. Nick the Shepherd. We got some Nick the Saviors. A bunch of people. Critter Kreider says Nick the Redeemer.
That's good.
TPCL says he's Moses, Nick the Redeemer. Saint Nick the Redeemer. There you go.
Well, we told you what Emmanuel Acho said. Emmanuel Acho said Nick Foles has the blessing of Abraham, the staff of Moses. We need to check his lineage.
The staff of Moses.
Is that amazing? That's Emmanuel Acho.
I love it. This is just crazy. What is UU? Is that the guy's name?
That's UU.
UU.
My man, UU. Okay. Yes.
Let's squeeze him in right now. UU. You're on the Fanatic. What's up, buddy?
What it do, my Philadelphia family? Yo, cuz, what it be?
What it be, baby? What it be, UU?
Man, I got few things to say. What you going to do, New Orleans, when the Eagles come to town and put the smack down on all you candy asses? This is the storyline made for the ages. Last year, we had home field advantage. We was underdogs. This year, we on the road. Still considered underdogs. Man, you can't say it any better. I believe, two-time champs, we won. We're going to make it. Nick Foles, what can I say? Eagles, baby, all day. All day.
Yeah. All day, OU, all day. This whole thing has been unbelievable. Listen, it's the sequel, OU.
I don't know. I'm not even trying to think about next season. All I know is I'm trying to embrace the magic, the two-time magic that's about to happen. Me, personally, I think I'm with you, Martinez. I think I do want the Cowboys because, for real, if you look at the storyline, it's
this season is like revenge season. Okay, we're getting revenge on all the, you know, teams we lost to. Okay, I don't want to face the Rams. I do want to face the Cowboys.
Because you got revenge.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's yes.
Double revenge.
Yes, you got double division revenge.
Plus, they're just you match up better with Cowboys than do the Rams.
Yeah, you don't want to go out there in L.A. again because L.A.'s got revenge.
Yeah.
You want to keep the revenge going, too,
doubt. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's great. I mean, I want the Cowboys in that NFC Championship game so bad. And would you be a fool to bet against the Eagles at this point?
I know.
To take the Saints plus or minus -8, you'd be a fool to take that.
I agree.
You know what this season was? This season was, okay, it's again, to your point, it's about faith. Last year wasn't a flash in the pan. We're going to lull you to sleep as a fan base this year and make it so dire that you think the season's over by a 48-7 defeat of the Saints on November 18th. But then we're going to build you back up. Because if your faith wasn't strong enough after last year, it's going to be strong enough after this year. Because we're going to overcome even more than we did last year to go all the way. And
yes.
We're going to come back and we're going to, and touche, we're going to beat the Saints on our way back.
I love it.
Stories.
Jesus is leaving Chicago.
And he's
bound for New Orleans.
How about that song?
I got chills. That's awesome. I want to hear it every day, Jason.
But
I want to hear that caught every day, that piece.
That verse.
Yeah.
Because the thing about it is
something real.
And thanks to that guy for tipping me off. He says, he tips me off about it and goes, read the lyrics. So I bring up the lyrics and I'm reading. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Jesus left Chicago and he's going to New Orleans?
Jesus left Chicago, he's going to New Orleans. That's awesome, man.
Midday. Mikey Miss at the top of the hour. Midday show is back after this, 97.5 The Fanatic. I got to tell you about the epic matchup tonight between Clemson and Alabama. This year, it's more at stake than ever. National championship, and FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a can't-miss deal.
Bama.
Exclusive. Yeah, well, you like Bama? Okay, I'll go on the other side of that for you. Exclusive deal for my listeners that haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet. 100-1 odds on the national championship game. That's right. New users going to get 100-1 odds on their first $5 bet of either team to win outright when you bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, you can't miss this. This is just go to FanDuel.com/college to find out how you can get the 100-1 odds on your national championship money line. Now, I can't wait to see how this game is going to unfold tonight. It's going to be dynamic. And I know it's going to be a close one, but don't forget you can get the 100-1 odds on either team to win when you place the $5 money line bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/college to get your exclusive national championship odds. That's FanDuel.com/college. Max bonus of $500 must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Bonuses issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/college for terms and conditions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Football Monday is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
I mean, you felt disgusted. We didn't play well at all. They ran up the score, and we won them again. We got them again, and this time, hey, we coming. And I mean, it's definitely not going to be the same outcome.
We coming.
This time, we coming. Can you isolate that, Andrew? This time
pull
we coming.
Your head out of your ass.
That's it. Ski masks and Safecracker black sweatsuits.
Safecracker. I love it. Today's Midday Show Takeover brought to you by Carlito's Market. Quality food and tradition since 1983. Check out either location in Westchester or Ardmore online at carlitosmarket.com. Man, this has been a lot of fun today. Tomorrow, this whole week's going to be fun. Lead into a game. Eagles, Saints. Today was fun because we didn't jump ahead to get right to the Saints. We savored this one with a nice after-dinner coffee or drink.
Yeah.
The whole thing, right?
Oh, my God. You're so right.
I'm glad we didn't let go. Like, oh, I think you're going to beat the Saints. There'll be plenty of time for that. We'll start transitioning tomorrow.
This time, hey, we're coming.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what I'm looking for, Andrew. Andrew, dude, you did an amazing job today.
Yeah, some of his best work today.
An amazing job, dude. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
And yeah, everybody called in today, too. Great job on the phone. So
it's going to be like this all week.
Yeah, it really is. And it's going to be a lot of fun heading into this weekend. Again, we got to wait it out, too. We're going to have to sweat it out all the way until Sunday at 4:40.
It's great. That's the best. That's why I'd rather be 4:40 Sunday. Mm-hmm.
They're the marquee.
By the way, they're used to it. And here's the thing.
The rhythm of it.
I like the Eagles to jump out early.
Yeah.
You know why? I could see a little rushed Saints offense.
Uh-huh.
Not being totally in tune, ready to go.
Yeah.
Eagles feeling great, nothing to lose.
House money, underdog, yes. The whole thing.
Give me the opening kick.
Mm-hmm. No defer.
Right down the field.
Like the old Andy Reid days when you take the shot downfield.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like what you're
saying.
Mikey Miss coming up next, and our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right, have a great day, everybody. We're back tomorrow on a Top 5 Tuesday. Mikey Miss is up next right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.